From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. All schools are supposed to provide a safe learning environment for kids, but that doesn't always happen for LGBTQ students. That's why the Magic City Acceptance Academy is opening its doors tomorrow in Birmingham. It's one of the first schools in the South with a mission to affirm LGBTQ students. WBHM's Kyra Miles has more on what that means for local youth.
For back-to-school shopping, Elliot and his mom hit up one of their favorite thrift stores. So far, the soon-to-be 11th grader has picked out three shirts, all in the same style.
This is kind of my favorite kind of shirt.
Navy blue, short-sleeved, button-ups.
I like to call them beach dad shirts.
Elliot is transgender, and we're protecting the identity of him and his family because he's not completely out publicly. He's got shaggy purple hair, for now. And he'll be one of the first 270 students at the Magic City Acceptance Academy. His mom couldn't be more thrilled.
The change between last year at this time and this year at this time is just a complete 180. It's just a different child altogether. And that just, I can't even, every time I think about it, it makes me smile.
At his old public school, Elliot started falling behind in classes and didn't get the academic help he needed. He was also outed to the school by someone close to him, and he didn't feel safe.
I got death threats. You know, every name in the book. I got called gross, disgusting, you know, slurs. Just because I'm living my truth.
His family says it was a no-brainer to transfer to the new school that actively supports LGBTQ plus students.
Being in a place where I don't have to pretend is, like, very just calming. I feel safe. And I feel like I don't have to, like, hide anymore.
The Magic City Acceptance Academy has built into its foundation that it will affirm and support students like Elliot.
It's to create a learning space for all students from all walks of life with an excellent learning experience in a brave LGBTQIA+ affirming atmosphere.
That's Principal Mike Wilson sharing the school's mission statement. He's giving a quick tour of the school's final construction.
You know, I'm a member of the LGBTQ plus community, but I've never been able to say that in my work environment and be who I truly am. I can actually be myself as a principal and not be judged for that.
Wilson has been an educator for 28 years. He says he's seen how many LGBTQ plus students live through difficult experiences in schools.
Students were coming with such anxiety and angst and depression and some suicide ideation. And so it informed us that in their traditional learning spaces, they are not getting the support they need.
The CDC has studied youth risk. It found that LGBTQ plus students are more likely to be bullied compared to their heterosexual peers, and three times more likely to contemplate suicide, which is why Wilson says this kind of school is so important.
Everybody has a place in this world, whether they identify as trans or bisexual or pansexual, or just because they're Latinx or African American. If we learn to live better as humans and we can show that within our school community, then I am so proud.
The school has an on-campus counselor and teachers who'll focus on social-emotional learning just as much as traditional academics. Students from 6th grade to 12th grade will learn about social justice and equality. They'll go up rainbow stairs and see big windows and brightly colored walls meant to feel like home. Over the summer, parents and students gathered at info sessions to prepare for the new school year. Andrew and Beth Smith are the proud parents of two queer children and wanted them to feel supported at school.
I can't believe that in Alabama that this has been available to us. So we're really excited about this. One of the first schools in the nation to be able to do this, that's LGBTQ affirming.
For this first year, over 270 students are enrolled and they're feeling
hopeful, ecstatic.
This is going to be awesome.
Unreal. Absolutely unreal.
Unreal because LGBTQ plus students can go back to school without the usual worries. Elliot already plans on joining band and theater.
Despite admitting it, I've known who I am for a very long time. And finally being able to get ready for school, just go into that as me, is very exciting.
The Magic City Acceptance Academy is a public charter school with open enrollment and welcomes LGBTQ plus students and allies. Kyra Miles, WBHM.
Kyra Miles is a Report for America Corps member, reporting on education for WBHM.